Friends, we have seen the documentary credit, that means letter of credit. And at that time of I was explaining the documentary credit, that time reference was also made about the guarantees. When we were talking about the finance to the importers, that time while availing the buyer's credit or trade credits, I had made a reference of guarantees. Okay. So that guarantee part we are going to discuss in this chapter. No doubt, like letter of credit or documentary credit, this guarantee liability is also a contingent liability. Guarantee liability is also contingent liability, which can be converted into constituent's liability in case the claim comes from the beneficiary to the bank who is issuing the guarantee. Okay. So this is the brief about the guarantees. These are varieties of the guarantees are issued by the bankers depending upon the need and depending upon the requirement of the export trade or depending upon the other type of work which is undertaken by the importer and exporter. So few guarantees we are going to see now, different type of guarantees we are seeing now under this chapter. For that purpose, I have structured the chapter in such a way that you will get a brief idea about the import guarantees, general guideline about the guarantees, types of guarantees relating to the import, what type of guarantee bankers are required to issue. Then for export transaction also, many times guarantees are required to be issued, and all these types of guarantees we are going to see in this chapter. Bank guarantee, as I said, it is nothing but like a letter of credit. It is commercial instrument and the nature of contract which is intended between the two parties to secure the compliance of the contract. Guarantee is always issued for the agreed contractual term to fulfill or comply with. Okay, so it is offshoot of the main contract between the two parties. So the bank guarantee is a guarantee which is made by the bank or issued by the bank on behalf of its customer. Usually it will be a corporate customer or maybe a retail customer also, and should fail to deliver the payment, essentially making bank to co-signer for one of its customer purchase. In short, the guarantee is nothing but it is a contract to perform, whereas letter of credit is a contract of performance. And here guarantee is a contract to perform. If that contract is not performed, then beneficiary has every right to go back to the issuing bank and claim the amount for having sustained the losses. This is the definition of guarantee. Now, usually there are three parties to the guarantees. One is a surety, second one is a principal debtor, and third one is a creditor. Now, surety is nothing but an applicant or obligor, that is the person to gives the guarantees, that is applicant. Then principal debtor is that none other than the bank, in respect of whose default the guarantee is given, the bank customer. Okay, and the creditor is, that is the person to whom the guarantee is given. There are three parties. Guarantees are several types. First, we will see the import guarantees. In import guarantees given in connection with import of the goods and services, and this is an import guarantee. An import guarantee should be specifically covering only particular transaction, not the whole turnover of the importer. Okay, so beneficiary of the guarantees, that is very important in this import guarantees to see, because importer is obliged certain commitment which is made by him to the different authorities. So naturally it will be addressed to, or it will be in favor of different beneficiaries. So the beneficiary is none other than the person to whom and the purpose for which the bankers are usually approached by their customers for guarantee in connection with import. Or these are the some of the guarantees, like one, President of India, it is general tendency. It is a general tendency that the guarantee should be addressed to the President of India. The authorization to open a letter of credit in a foreign currency, which is other than the pound sterling, for arrangement by the government or the foreign currency, usually other than the pound sterling, and the payment in rupees by the principal debtor, or the receipt of the relative shipping document negotiated at the foreign counters, is the purpose for which these guarantees are issued and addressed to the President of India. But President of India is not acting. It is on behalf of the President of India. There will be another party to whom this guarantee is addressed. Okay. Second type of the beneficiary is a collector, customs, or central excise authorities. For them, the guarantee is issued for the purpose of clearance of imported goods or payment of the duties, etc. And the third one is the steamship company, that is shipper's guarantee, steamship company or shipper's guarantee, for allowing the delivery of the imported good without surrender of bill of lading, because it may be getting delayed. So under these circumstances, guarantees is required to be issued by the banks. Next one is a foreign supplier or manufacturing of the goods for payment of installment against the imported goods under the deferred payment arrangement, this guarantee can be issued. So these are some of the purposes of the guarantees, right? And it is addressed to whom, that is also explained here. Now let us understand the general guidelines while issuing the bank guarantees and the precautions to be taken while issuing the guarantees. First, let us see what are the precautions that bankers should take for while issuing the guarantee. As a rule, banks should avoid giving the unsecured guarantees in large amount for medium and long term period. Okay, they should avoid undue concentration of such unsecured guarantees commitments to the particular group of customers and also to the trades. These unsecured guarantees on account of any individual constituent should be limited to certain extent, and that too the banks, it is reasonably proportionate to the bank's total unsecured guarantees. So guarantee on behalf of the individual should also bear a reasonable proportion to the constituents. And the next one is, in an exceptional cases, banks may give a deferred payment guarantee on unsecured basis. There is no security as such for the amount which is first to the first class customers who have entered into deferred payment arrangement in consonance with the government policy. Guarantee executed on behalf of any individual constituent or a group of constituents should be subject to the prescribed exposure norms. While issuing this guarantee on behalf of the customers, the following safeguards is required to be taken by the banks. At the time of issuing the financial guarantee, bank should satisfy that customer would be in position to reimburse the bank in case the bank is required to make the payment under the guarantee. Bank is required to make the payment under the guarantee, right? Now, next one is, in case of performance guarantee, Earlier we have seen financial guarantee. In case of performance guarantee, there should be, bank should exercise the caution and have the sufficient, and also ensure that the customer or importer on whose behalf guarantee is issued will have a sufficient experience to satisfy themselves that the customer has a necessary experience, it has a capacity and means to perform the obligation under the contract and is not likely to commit any default. That assurance that must be there. So the bank should stop issuing the guarantee on behalf of the customer who do not enjoy any credit facilities with them, because their assessment, complete assessment, is not done by bank. To avoid the fraud or misutilization of the guarantees, Ghosh committee recommendation is implemented in the banks. What is this Ghosh committee recommendation? The earlier Deputy Governor of Reserve Bank of India, a committee was formed. Earlier Deputy Governor Mr. Ghosh, in his under him, the committee was formed so as to recommend certain reform in respect of the guarantees, and he has given certain good suggestions, and that is consist of, in order to prevent that unaccounted issue of the guarantee as well as issuance of the fake guarantee, as suggested by the IBA, that is Indian Bank Association, bank guarantee should be issued in serially numbered on security form. Number should be serially given during the year, and guarantee should be issued on the security form. Okay, not on normal letterhead of the bank, there should be a security form. Okay, then bank should, while forwarding this guarantee, caution to the beneficiary that they should, in their own interest, verify the genuineness of the guarantee with the issuing bank, right? These two conditions are most important as far as the Ghosh committee recommendation is concerned. Now, coming down to understand little bit about, while issuing, what are the internal control system that banks have. The bank guarantee which is issued beyond 50,000 rupees are required to be signed by the two officials of the bank. This is one condition for the internal control. Second, lower cutoff point, depending upon the size and category of the branch, that may be prescribed by the banks where it is considered necessary. That means there should be a policy of the respective bank for issuance of the guarantee directly from the small branches. This system will reduce the scope of malpractices, losses which are arising out of the wrong perception, judgment on the lack of honesty, integrity on the part of a single signatory. That is why double signatures are required. So bank should evolve a suitable system and the procedures which is keeping in view with the spirit of these instructions and allow the deviation from the two signatures discipline only to the under exceptional certificates one signature with a clear notation that second signatory is not available, hence the first signatory, only one signature is available. Clearly it should be mentioned on the guarantee text. Now, while writing the particulars of the guarantee, what are the important particulars that should appear in the guarantee? One is a purpose and second one is a period. The guarantee should be for the specific purpose and for a definite period, normally should not exceed 10 years. So maximum period up to which the guarantee can be issued will be 10 years. And the amount of guarantee should also be specifically stated therein, depending upon the underlying contract or document which is submitted for issuance of the guarantee, and it should be commensurate with the customs or customer's own means and the resources, and should be in no case exceeds the value of the import against which it is given. Security. As it is, you can issue the guarantee? No, there should be some tangible security should be obtained by the bank. So, norms for unsecured advance and the guarantee prescribed by the RBI. Those norms need to be followed. What type of security to be obtained? For which client unsecured guarantee can be issued? That is, those norms are defined by RBI. We are not going too deep into that. Okay, then finally, the income, that is commission. Commission for issuance of the guarantee for the extension of the same guarantee for the further period will be recovered in advance from the customers as per the individual bank's schedule of charges, and the charges are vary from bank to bank. Now, indemnity. Indemnity, by giving the guarantee, bank incurs the contingent liability, which may crystallize when it becomes actual and in the event of default on the part of the customer, that is importer. Hence, for better security, he should obtain a countervailing indemnity from the customer against the guarantee given by him. So, this indemnity should contain full text of the guarantee also. Then, redemption. Redemption means what? On expiry of the guarantee period, the guarantee duly cancelled by the beneficiary should be called back, provided that no claim has been made under this guarantee. This process is called as a redemption. If there is no call and guarantee is expired, it is imperative for the bank to call back the original guarantee issued, so as to avoid the future claims on the bank. And now, invocation. It is very serious. Invocation means, if by any reason the default is committed by our customer on whose behalf guarantee is issued. A guarantee involves, guarantee is invoked. Invoked means claim is made on the bank who has issued the guarantee, and that has to be honored by it by making payment to the beneficiary out of the security which is held, or if it is not held, against it, if necessary, by debit to the customer's account. But before making such a payment, notice of the claim should be sent to the applicant, or that is the person or entity on whose behalf guarantee was issued. Now, these are some of the precautions which is required to be taken by the guarantee and the event that may happen in the life cycle of the guarantee. Now let us understand what are the types of the guarantees which are issued in relation to the import of the goods and services. Now, trade credit, as we have already seen, for securing or borrowing from overseas institution or bank or finance institution, the bank of the importer will have to issue a guarantee or standby letter of credit to in favor of the lending institution. Lending institution, that is bank or financial institution, which maturity date should exactly coincide with the date of making the final payment of the import. In any circumstances, this guarantee period should not exceed 3 years. This is 3 years. Depending upon the source of finance, such a trade credits will include the supplier's credit or buyer's credit, right? Now, AD banks are permitted to approve the trade credits for import into goods imported into India up to $50 million per import transaction, and it is permissible under current foreign trade policy issued by the DGFT. Generally, general permission has been granted to the authorized dealer bank to issue the guarantee in favor of overseas supplier bank or financial institution to the extent of $50 million or equivalent. Now, issue of the bank guarantee on behalf of the service importers. The limit, the only difference is that the limit is reduced to $500,000 in respect of the service import. Whereas in respect of the goods import, that amount is $50 million. Okay? Bank should satisfy about the bona fides of the transaction because this is not a visible import. It is a service import. Whether you have availed the services or not, nobody can see, touch, feel, or recognize. It's only the document and whatever a declaration is made by the service importers, whether they have availed the services or not, that is required. So, there should be a genuine transaction. Bank should ensure the submission of the documentary evidence for import of services into normal course. That is nothing but it is an agreement, and the guarantee is to the secured direct contractual liability arising out of the contract between the resident and non-resident. Therefore, contract copy is a must. So, in case of public sector company, this limit of $500,000 is reduced to $100,000. The rest, everything will remain the same. Now, guarantee which is issued for the replacement of the import. In case of replacement of the goods for the defective import are being sent by the overseas supplier before the defective goods are imported earlier or reshipped out of India, bank may issue the guarantee at the request of the importer client for dispatch of the return of the defective goods in accordance with the commercial judgment. Now, deferred payment import guarantee, that is deferred payment guarantee. The guarantee which is issued for the import of the goods under the deferred payment, like turnkey projects, which is undertaken in India, on condition that the total payment authorized under the import license is spread over the number of years that may be given only with the prior approval of Reserve Bank of India. So, for issuance of this deferred payment guarantee, in respect of the import into India, there is a requirement of approval from the Reserve Bank of India. So, such a guarantee which is in ordinarily is given in respect of import of high priced plant, machinery, heavy electrical plant, ship, vessel, or maybe aircraft for which the counter guarantee is required to be issued. Period for the deferred payment guarantee also should not exceed 10 years, and it should be, and the guarantee should be amount should not be exceeding at the price of the goods which are imported into India or which is agreed as per the agreement submitted, right? RBI approval is required because of the exchange control copy of the import license many times will not be cleared immediately. Then statement in duplicate is prescribed for giving the details of the deferred payment arrangement, and the certified copy of the contract between the importer and overseas supplier is required to be submit to the Reserve Bank of India for their follow-up and their approval. Security in respect of this kind of guarantee is first-class customer, if he is, then deferred payment guarantee should be backed by the adequate tangible security, which he may land, building, mortgage, or whatever may be the security what they are offering into. And for the counter indemnity from the central or state government, or maybe by public sector financial institution which covers the 100% margin. Remittance of installment. Under such deferred payment guarantee, once the Reserve Bank of India has given the approval, the installment due under this guarantee may be remitted to the overseas supplier in accordance with the schedule which is fixed and approved by the Reserve Bank of India. That is the installment. It may be quarterly, 6 monthly, or it may be annual installment. Generally, it is 6 monthly installment. These installments are usually 6 months and are payable against the acceptance of the import by the banker. Banker should also be alert to ensure that the installments are paid by the importer as and when they fall due. Having understood the import guarantees and characteristic features in general for all the guarantees, we now move to our discussion on the export guarantees. Export guarantee, there are few guarantees as far as export is concerned. Number one is a bid bond guarantee or performance bond or guarantee for exports. Bid bond. What is this bid bond? This guarantee is covered. Issuance of the guarantee is covered under Foreign Exchange Management Act, FEMA Notification Number 8, under which banks are permitted to issue the performance bond or the guarantee in favor of the overseas buyer on account of bona fide export trade from India. This export performance guarantee is the guarantee of a bond executed by the banker in favor of the foreign buyer, government, etc., covering the due execution of the export order by the Indian exporter. Right? Bid bond guarantee or any performance guarantee or the guarantee for the export, for which prior approval of RBI should be obtained by the authorized dealer bank for issuance of performance bond or guarantee in respect listed exporter. Only in case of caution listed exporters, prior approval of RBI is received. For rest all other exporters, there is no requirement of obtaining the approval from Reserve Bank of India. Coming down to understand the financial guarantee. First, financial guarantee. This is the guarantee that the bank is issued in connection with the export from India that may be a financial or performance guarantee. Okay? Export guarantee for the financial nature is usually a bid bond or tender guarantee, which is executed by the banker in favor of the foreign government, railways, statutory bodies, in lieu of the tender money or in security deposit, which is required under the global tender, which is invited by these authorities. Now, how to issue the guarantee? How to issue the guarantee? Deferred payment guarantees or advance payment or performance guarantee or bond guarantee or tender guarantee in favor of overseas buyer of the goods on account of the Indian exporters may be furnished by the bank without prior referral to the Reserve Bank of India. But before issuance of this guarantee, the banker should satisfy himself with the bona fides of the transaction, ability to execute the project or export or fulfill the export contract, then financial worth of the exporter or its integrity of an exporter, and check whether the terms of the contract between the exporter and the foreign buyer regulations are in accordance with exchange control regulations or not. The amount up to which this guarantee can be issued will be, there is no limit as such. The amount of the guarantee is generally fixed under the tender, which is invited specifically by the overseas buyer as a percentage of the value of the tender. Suppose this much quantity amount of the goods is proposed to be exported from India, or buyer overseas is intending to float a tender that they are in need of this kind of goods, and tender is floated. For that, the bid is called for, and that bid will be provided by the Indian exporter who has a capacity to fulfill that much amount of the supply of the goods. For that purpose, certain amount is required to be kept with the entity, foreign entity who floats that tender or bid. Generally, it is not exceeding 1% above the tender invitation. Okay. This, for that purpose, in lieu of the depositing the funds, the guarantee is also acceptable by the overseas entity, which will be issued by the bank. And once the tender is allotted to the concerned person or concerned entity in India, this bid bond guarantee will be converted into performance guarantee. The particulars of the guarantee which is mentioned, which is required to be mentioned in the guarantee, is the guarantee period, number one. The period and the validity of the guarantee, except in the deferred payment one, should not initially be more than 1 or 2 years. That is the maximum period. And if at all required, simultaneously it can be extended subsequently, and that can go up to 10 years. Okay? And the claim period should be definitely indicated in the guarantees. Security for issuance of such a guarantee will be determined by the bank who issues the guarantee, or any indemnity may be obtained from the exporter. Thank you very much.